From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Morning, Mike. What would it be without the British Parliament fighting each other on stuff, huh?
Exactly.
It's because they can't fight about Brexit anymore.
Exactly. So we got the Fed I mentioned a moment ago, but we've got a QE's arrived here as well, of course, we can't forget.
Yeah, look, we're seeing central bank action all over the world, Mike, and QE has come to New Zealand. So I thought we'll try and do a couple of things very quickly. We'll try and explain QE in the New Zealand context, and we'll quickly touch on the Fed. So using the local terminology, the RBNZ yesterday initiated what they have called the large-scale asset purchase program. So this involves the Reserve Bank buying New Zealand government bonds. So this, what this ensures is that two things can happen. One is quite separate. It allows, separate activity, the government to sell government bonds. So that helps fund the sort of stimulus measures that they're seeing, the rescue package that they're putting out. And remember, we've got that fiscal package that was put in place as well, the infrastructure projects, etc. So that means the government can spend. So then people who separately who own government bonds can raise money by selling them to the Reserve Bank. So this raises, you might have heard people talk about the money supply. Think of this as almost being like a starter motor to push money through the economy. So it keeps the money flowing, and hopefully it allows commerce or commercial activity to keep going. Now, the amount of the purchases is about $30 billion spread over a period of time. But that's more than the market was expecting. And this kind of added, though, yesterday to the volatility in the New Zealand government bond market. I mean, this is a big package. If you think about it, it represents about 10% of GDP. It's also a sizable chunk of the actual New Zealand bond market. So, look, I mean, if you're struggling to keep up with all these announcements, all these activities, I mean, I completely understand. I mean, with over 30 years in the markets, I'm finding it quite challenging as well. In the last couple of weeks, that the 10-year New Zealand government bond, we started back at around 0.86%. Spiked to 1.2% last week. That was a huge move. But then in the last 7 days, it got to as high as 1.7% 2 days ago. Today, it's back under 1%. This is historic stuff. The stuff we will never see this again, I presume, not in my career. So hopefully this all settles down. Yeah, the Fed stepped in. They have come in with unlimited QE. And I haven't even really had time to process what that means yet. But when we stabilize, Mike, when we actually do stabilize the virus, people are going to realize the enormous amount of fiscal and monetary policy support that there is around the world at the moment.
Indeed, and it's a good, as I've said all along, it's a very good time to learn. If you don't understand this, if it's all a bit highfalutin, read it up and you'll be amazed at what you learn. Now, yesterday, let me ask you this question. Given what happened, the $30 billion, plus the fact we're going to level four, is that why we fell more than other markets? Because we tanked.
We did absolutely tank. It's actually hard to know exactly the reason behind some of the market moves at the moment, but I think it almost felt like it was sort of maximum uncertainty, sort of peak uncertainty. Yesterday, the market at one stage just slumped to 8,209. That's the NZX 50. That was a 10.8% fall from the previous close. It did rally into the end of trading to 8,499, so a 7.6% fall. As I say, I think we're right now at the point of that maximum uncertainty, and it's hard to believe at the moment because everyone's trying to process what happens in the next 4 weeks. And I know it seems preemptive to go there, and maybe it's the fact that I've already been in self-isolation for 10 days and I'm getting used to it, maybe a little bit easier for me. But from a virus point of view, we will be in a better place in 4 weeks. I am very sure of that. So economically, getting the virus under control is the first base in getting everything else back to normal. So, I mean, without tourists, obviously, but if we get there, we can start getting back to normal, and that allows economic activity to pick up again. And Mike, that all sounds a little bit vague, but I think no one can actually put numbers at the moment on anything with any degree of certainty, but I'm pretty sure we're going to be in a better place in 4 weeks' time.
No question. What are the numbers?
Oh, gosh. Well, moving all over the show again. The Dow, the US markets had the futures tanked yesterday, but it's now coming back. The Dow Jones 18,983, down 193 points, about 1%. The S&P 500 2263, down 1.8%. The Nasdaq 6937. Get this, Mike, it's up 60 points. 0.89%. The FTSE 100, 4965, they lost 225. That's about 4%. The Nikkei, 16,887. They gained 334, about 2%. Shanghai Composite, 2660, lost 3%. The ASX 200, 4546, down 270, about 5.6%. And as I said, the NZX 50, 8498, we lost 7.6%. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar, 0.5703 against the US, 0.9838 Aussie, 0.5303 Euro, 0.4965 pounds, 63.46 yen. Gold has stormed higher, $1,550. Brent crude still languishing, $25.98.
You have a good one, mate. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher and the team and the expertise at JMI Wealth.